This time of year, once the weather starts to cool down and everyone starts to kind of think about deer season's right around the corner, some sooner than others, depending on where you're at and what your, you know, method of take is going to be. But food plots is just like any other, you know, project when you're planting a crop, which is essentially what you're doing. You really do have to plan quite a bit in advance. Realistically, it's kind of late now to even be planning for it, but there's still some things you can do to try to have a successful planting. We always encourage folks to take some soil samples and soil test the area that they're going to put the food plot in. That's a free service that we provide here through the Extension office. We'll help you analyze the results and, you know exactly how much lime and how much fertilizer it may or may not need, and help you with figuring some of the math on some of your seeding rates and those things. So definitely plan ahead is important. Don't wait until, you know, the end of October to think, oh, I'm going to put a food plot in. It really got to do some advanced prep. There's all kinds of options out there for what to plant. And if you scour the internet or you watch any hunting shows or if you see the ads for all the things that you can put in a food plot, it can kind of be mind-boggling and difficult to decide on what to plant. I would just say don't get too crazy with what you put in the field. You know, in Arkansas, if we're talking about white-tailed deer, white clover, turnips, rape, vetch, peas, are those are the kinds of things that deer primarily prefer. They will eat grasses too. So wheat, oats, and rye, those are all good choices too. Just if you don't overdo it, because if you get too many things out there, something's going to tend to dominate, or the deer are going to graze a preference for those things, and you'll have wasted your money on a lot of those other seeds that will never even produce. And you got to think too about the size of your food plot and where it's located. You know, a little small eighth of an acre plot, the tiny tucked into the woods, you got to be mindful of your sunlight. I mean, most of these plants that need quite a bit of sunlight throughout the day, full sun, you know, 6 hours. So considering how your food plot is oriented, if it's in an east to west layout, it's going to get a lot of sun. Or if it's oriented north to south, it doesn't get as much sun. Those are things to take into account. You know, you got to kind of understand that a food plot of that size is generally, it's not enough to sustain a deer herd through the winter. If anything, it's just an attractant. It just keeps them coming back to this same location. But usually it takes a lot more than, you know, a half acre here and there to sustain, you know, what we usually have as far as a deer population in this part of the state, which is pretty dense at times. We help landowners every year with food plots, from the beginning steps of how to plant it out, how to get the soil samples, how to interpret that, what to seed, when to seed, how to seed it, and then how to manage it after the fact. So yeah, they can reach out to us. We're located at 3 East 9th Street, which is the old City Police Department here in Mountain Home. We're just across Highway 62 from the Sheriff's Department. Or you can call us. The number here is 870-425-2335.